Saturday Morning Magazine. Remember, you can always connect with us through social media, Twitter and Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and follow us there. My next guest is actress Lisa Gay Hamilton. You remember her from her role as Rebecca Washington on the ABC legal drama The Practice. It's our pleasure to welcome Lisa Gay Hamilton to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really flattered by your invitation.
Now, we all loved you as Rebecca on the ABC show The Practice. How did that role come about, and what was it about Rebecca that so many viewers connected with?
I am like most of the SAG union actors. I'm a struggling actor. And
okay.
I auditioned like anyone else does for a role, and that's how it came about. Nothing magical. I'd never met David Kelly, the executive producer and head writer on the show before, so it was purely by audition and got lucky in that sense. I think what people most enjoyed about Rebecca Washington was that she was an African-American female who was portrayed with dignity, who was not stereotypical, who wasn't necessarily filled with all of the untruths that we see when it comes to depiction of black women. I think even my hair being of natural state was something that many black women appreciated and enjoyed. And I think that both of the characters that Steve Harris and I played, he played Eugene Young and I played Rebecca Washington, both of those characters were really strong, truthful characters that you don't usually see.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to actress Lisa Gay Hamilton. I'm Rodney Lear. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. Now, your character on the show, The Practice, Rebecca, she started out as a secretary and eventually became an attorney. Is that something that you lobbied for as an actress, for that type of character development with Rebecca?
No, not at all. It wasn't. In fact, I was very surprised by it. David Kelly had mentioned to me he might consider something like that, but the time he mentioned it to me and when it happened, 3 years had passed. So what I did lobby for was more participation as an actor on the show, and maybe that lobbying enticed him and encouraged him to give me some in to participate more.
Now, I read somewhere that you made your film debut in the movie Crush Groove. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I love that movie, so.
Well, you know, it's a rap classic. So.
It is a rap classic.
And it's much different than what we call rap today, so I'm actually pleased I'm in that kind of movie than maybe some others.
So what do you remember most about shooting that film?
I remember that I was quite naive to how rapidly rap music was becoming popular, and I really didn't know anything about it. So I was not particularly fazed. I guess I should have been, because I didn't know who Run DMC were. And so when I met them, I was like, yeah, whatever. When I met Curtis Blow, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Sheila E., no, I was really excited about Sheila E., you know. But I think I also remember that Michael Schultz, the director, very well-known African-American director who did such things as Car Wash and Sparkle, some real classics, Coolie High, that was probably really exciting to me given that I knew his history. And Michael had decided that it was important for me to bond with the Fat Boys, so I had to spend a week with the Fat Boys hanging out with them.
So on a more serious note, I understand that you advocate on behalf of women who have been affected by domestic violence. Tell me about what sparked that passion for you.
Well, I think just in general, being a woman in today's society and a black woman in today's society, the isms that we experience is tremendous. And I think growing up in a very political family, I think innately as a black person, you must be political in this world in order to survive and in order to become a good citizen of this world, so that you're here to, I'm here to better the world for myself, for my community in particular, and for humanity. And so that has always been a mission, even as a small child, whether it's standing up for a classmate of mine or challenging a textbook. So when I had the opportunity to meet Eve Ensler, who is the writer and creator of a wonderful collection of monologues called the Vagina Monologues. She and I established a really wonderful friendship, and she really included me in the movement that she created, which was to stop violence against women, and she began to do this through her play, The Vagina Monologues. And as a result of that, of getting to know her political circle, I've been asked to participate in many organizations, the Feminist Majority, where either I'm marching. I'm really proud that I was one of the speakers and marchers at the March for Women's Lives. So anything that I can do on a public and private side to ensure the education and protection of women and our bodies and our right of choice.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to actress Lisa Gay Hamilton. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Now, as a celebrity, why is it so important for celebrities to speak out on issues that are really close to their hearts? Why is that so important?
Well, I have to challenge the term celebrity as it is related to me.
Okay. And
for I am not one, nor do I feel as one. I would say that I am a citizen of the world, and I feel no matter what profession I am affiliated with, be I a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or an artist, specifically an actor or a filmmaker, I feel as a citizen it is everyone's responsibility to stand up for those who do not have that opportunity or the underdog, so to speak. Yes, we do live in this very, unfortunately, even more so now, peculiar society where, quote-unquote, celebrities, those who are on television, those who are in sports, take on a very peculiar and dangerous and unusual importance in our lives, when, in fact, a teacher is much more important than me and should be paid more than I get paid. Mm-hmm. However, given the way we work in this society, this thing called celebrity, if in fact someone would listen to me over someone else is unfortunate, but if it does allow me a platform and it does allow for me to be able to help educate and influence and inspire and teach, then even more so I should use that platform to do that. And I take it seriously. And I do believe that it is my responsibility. I've heard other artists and the like to say, I'm not a role model or I am not a spokesperson for X, Y, and Z. And I find that unfortunate because as a human being, you are a role model. Just when you wake up in the morning and you go get the paper and you walk to the paper to the store to get the paper and you pay for it, that you're a role model. Are you a good citizen as you cross the street, as you pay for it? So inevitably, as a human being, you are a role model. So, once again, if this celebrity thing, has some influence on someone and allows me to get on a loudspeaker and say, let's stop the violence against women, then yes, I will take advantage of that opportunity and try to speak from the heart and speak truthfully.
All right. And with that, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to actress Lisa Gay Hamilton. We'll be back with more right after this.